It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We check in on the regional economy with insights from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. The 7th Federal Reserve District, it covers most of Wisconsin and four other Midwestern states in our vicinity. Cullen, with your questions about the Chicago Fed and the economy of the upper Midwest, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tom Wahlstrom is a senior business economist with the Chicago Fed. Tom, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good morning. Well, starting with inflation, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says Americans are paying roughly 5% higher prices now than they were a year ago. And the Bureau also says inflation is rising at a slower pace in recent months. How is it affecting our Midwest economy?
Sure. Yeah. And let me first say that I have to say a disclaimer here that these views are mine and not the views of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago or the Federal Reserve System. So you can't walk away from this conversation today thinking that anyone but Tom Wahlstrom said these things. So I got to be careful to make sure that's clear.
Fair enough.
Inflation is definitely, it's a nationwide phenomenon and certainly a worldwide phenomenon, and many other places are dealing with high inflation right now. And so it's certainly affecting the Midwest economy in Wisconsin, just like it's affecting everywhere else. But like you said, it's high, but it's coming down. And part of the reason that it's coming down is because the economy is cooling. And part of the reason the economy is cooling is because the Fed has raised rates to help slow the economy.
But, interest rates, they do keep rising, but more slowly now, of course, than last year. But why is it taking so long for inflation to subside?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. If we're going to talk about the effect of interest rates on inflation, that takes time. There's some parts of the economy that are really sensitive to interest rates and some that aren't. We've definitely seen slowing in the real estate sector. We've seen slowing growth in the manufacturing sector, which is particularly important for our district and for Wisconsin. But we haven't seen slowing in other sectors as much that are less sensitive to interest rates. So it takes time for interest rate policy to spread throughout the economy. And, I think the other thing is that we've had some really strong headwinds that have been keeping demand quite solid, even as the economy has been slowing. We haven't seen a huge, we've seen growth slow, but we haven't seen growth really go down really quickly. And if growth really took a hit like it did, during the pandemic, we definitely saw inflation drop quickly then, but we haven't seen growth slow that much, just enough to start taking the teeth out of the inflation. That's kind of actually, I think, what Fed policymakers generally are hoping for is we're hoping to do this soft landing thing where the economy slows, but not to the point where it's really super painful to bring down inflation, but inflation still comes down.
I wonder about wage inflation, though, when your cost of labor goes up in response to these rising costs all around us at the grocery store and beyond. Do you see wage inflation as a concern here in the Midwest economy?
Yeah, so we've definitely seen wages going up quickly along with prices. They tend to move together. Wage growth tends to lag inflation just a little bit, but but it's definitely been a factor. And we've seen at least the wages that we're all the numbers that we're all familiar with, the wages adjusted for inflation, definitely going up quickly. But when you actually take out the inflation, wage growth hasn't been super strong. Mm-hmm. So we would expect to see, I think, part of what's going on right now and with a slowing economy is we would expect to see the labor market cooling some. It has perhaps cooled a little bit, but if you look at the national data and also at the local, state and local data, you can see that the labor market's really strong everywhere. And, I think the Fed decision makers, as well as many other forecasters, would say that we do have to, the labor market's so strong right now that it might have to cool some in order for inflation, both on the wage side and the price side, to come down. But again, we're hoping that the cooling is not super painful. And that there's the unemployment rate's really low. It might have to come up some in order for inflation to slow down to where target is for the Fed, but hopefully not have to come up above its long run rate very high or for very long.
Well, let's get the Tom Wallstrom take on the potential for a recession. I mean, we saw your boss, Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee, saying, quote, a mild recession is a definite possibility for the American economy. What is a mild recession? What does that
That's
mean?
a great question. Yeah, and thank you for noting that we're getting the Tom Wallstrom take on this. I've been thinking about this too, and looking at what does a mild recession mean? I think, for sure, a mild recession means nothing like what we saw with the pandemic or the Great Recession, for that matter. I've seen forecasts for unemployment. So the long run, let me just say this first. The long run unemployment rate that the FOMC, the median FOMC participant sees is about 4%. So 4% would be this is for the nation. 4% would be what's going on when the economy is neither too hot nor too cold. We're at about 3.5% unemployment right now. So there's this expectation that unemployment has to come up, and the hope is that it doesn't have to come up much more than 4%. Now, if unemployment came up to 4.5%, which is one forecast I've seen out there for ending the year at 4.5%, at least in my book, I wouldn't call that a hard landing, or it might not even be called a recession. I'm also not in charge, actually. Austin, the president, and I are not in charge of, in the end, deciding what a recession is. That's up to the National Bureau of, actually forgetting the acronym, it's the NBER. There are folks at the NBER that decide officially whether the economy has gone into recession. So I'm not going to try to read their minds and say when we're going to cross the threshold between recession and not recession. But if it got up to 4.5, to me, I would say that's maybe not even a recession. But I think a mild recession might be like 6% unemployment or something like that, where, compare that to 13 or 14% that we saw with the pandemic. It wouldn't, no one wants the unemployment rate to get up to 6%. But if it did, maybe that would be, we might call that a mild recession. Now, I think you also asked about what do I think the chances are? I don't know. I mean, I don't think anyone, I'm not allowed to make bets on these things anyway.
You're supposed to say
I
above
don't
my
know.
pay grade, right?
Yes, exactly. But I
Well,
mean, it wouldn't surprise me, I guess, if we got up to 6%, but it also wouldn't surprise me if we stayed in the 4 to 4.5% range. I still think that's a possibility and what we're certainly hoping for.
all I can offer on my end is unpacking NBER, National Bureau of Economic Research. We have
There we go. Thank you.
Tom Wallstrom, Chicago Fed economist, as we take a more deeper dive into the Midwest economy and learn about its place in the broader context of America. You can join in. Questions, comments, 800-642-1234. Steve in Sun Prairie. Hi, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So over the past 10 years, maybe not that long, but a number of years, there's been a lot of discussion, even on NPR, about wages and minimum wage and artificially increasing wages through different government programs. Didn't the guest just say that wages and inflation are tied together? So can the guest put to rest and just state as a fact, if the government artificially increases wages, that will cause inflation?
Steve, thanks. Tom, can you weigh in there?
That's a tough question. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to say a ton about that. I think maybe I can step back and say how I think about how wage growth generally works and how wages and inflation generally work together. And I don't know if this is going to answer the caller's question. But I think, let's talk about wages first, wages adjusted for inflation, so real wages. in general, real wages should grow with the productivity of the labor force. So if we've come up with new technology, or our labor force perhaps becomes more educated, workers find a way to be more productive in the same number of hours of working. And we would expect that to result in wage increases, real wage increases. And those are the wage increases we're really interested in, our real wage increases. I think that's what everyone would like to see. Now, there's also a connection between, as I mentioned, between wages and inflation. So if we have prices of everything going up, we should also see prices of wages going up as well, because wages are a price, and they're an important price that also goes into the consumer prices in the end, because employers have to pay wages. So we should expect to see wages and inflation moving together. But not necessarily real wages, because real wages, of course, are wages adjusted for inflation, and those are going to be more related to the fundamental factors driving the economy. I think that's all I can say. I don't think I'd feel comfortable taking a strong stance. I don't think we can talk about facts exactly in terms of the relationship between what the government. I think it's harder to talk about facts in terms of particular sectors setting wages in particular ways. That's out of my wheelhouse, I guess I have to say. So,
senior business economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, Tom Wahlstrom here, giving us a read into the economic conditions of Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. Bring on your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So what does the Chicago Fed know about our regional economy and where it's headed? Call in with your questions for Chicago Fed economist Tom Wahlstrom. Number to join in about the upper Midwest economy, conditions of banks, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tom, let's talk about the health of banks. The two U.S. bank failures last month, that was unsettling, rattled financial markets. What are the repercussions of the banking turmoil on the Midwest economy?
Great question. And thanks again for having me. And let me again repeat that these are my views and not the views of anyone else. You know, I think that when we're talking about the financial sector, it's really is a national phenomenon. So it's kind of hard to say, you know, interest rates are largely determined at the national level. So it's kind of hard to say that the effects are going to be that much different here in the Midwest than anywhere else. But, I think there's a couple things to say related to the bank failures that recently happened. First, you know, Fed leadership, and not just Fed leadership in the government, have stated that the U.S. financial system is stable and resilient. I think that's fair to say. So far it appears that, you know, the steps taken by the Fed and other government agencies to stop the run on mid-sized banks seems to be working. But, you know, there's still a lot that we don't know, like you mentioned. It took, when we had the financial crisis in 2008, it took a while for it to become clear where the problems were. And I think there's still certainly concerns out there that there could be other problems that come up. But, you know, at this point, it doesn't look like that we're in a 2008 situation, especially because we're seeing from the bigger banks that are, you know, arguably more systemically important in a sense, because they've been subject to greater regulation as a result, though they seem to be fine at the moment. But, you know, I'm going to say seem, not they are, because, mm-hmm. you know, something else could come up. But, you know, there's an open question of how much has credit perhaps that's available to businesses to borrow and use to create growth How much has that been pulled back? And I think at the moment, we don't really know the answer. But it's definitely something Fed officials have been talking about in terms of, well, you know, to some extent, this might be the turmoil might be the equivalent of a rate increase or some number of rate increases. And I think that's another one we don't know. There's because we're still waiting to get more information on how much this might be kind of the equivalent of a Fed rate increase. But at the moment, you know, I guess I'd still emphasize that by and large, it seems like we're not in a 2008 situation at this moment with the financial sector.
Naturally, though, here in the Midwest, you know, we thought about those mid-size Midwestern banks that, mm-hmm. you know, mid-size really fits that Midwest banking sector because so much of that happens, you know, the big banks happen on the coast. So, you know, the financial stress tests that I would imagine takes place for these mid-size and smaller Midwestern banks.
That's a great question. I actually don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I'm in the research department. Our job is to just kind of keep track of the current state of the economy. Maybe
gotcha.
We're too siloed with the supervision and regulation folks that are on top of this stuff. But yeah, that's
well. Here's one for you. You took away the Midwest Economy Index that measured regional business growth for more than 40 years. That went away in the pandemic, 2021, in that time frame. So what now is your best gauge of the regional economy?
Great. So let me tell you that one casualty of one additional casualty of the pandemic was our Midwest Economy Index. The changes were so huge in terms and so quick and bouncy, I guess is not a great word, but there were things were so volatile that the way we calculate that index ended up not really being sustainable after the pandemic. But that doesn't mean we don't have ways of keeping track of what's going on. Underlying that index was actually, it was a big collection of employment data. I think those are the data that, in my opinion, are the best data for keeping track of state economies. So this would be the jobs numbers at the state level. So, you know, I'm guessing many of your listeners are familiar with the national jobs numbers mm-hmm. that come out the first Friday of every month. We have to wait a couple more weeks to get 2.5 more weeks to get state and local employment numbers. And those are the ones I really pay attention to. I like those the best because they're the most broad based and they come out pretty in a pretty timely manner relative to the reference period. I pay less attention to the unemployment rate numbers, which are from a much smaller sample size. This index was actually built on those jobs numbers. So you can just go look at the regular jobs numbers yourselves. There were some nice insights we could get out of that index when it was actually working. But we're not able to publish that anymore. The other thing that I'll point you to is we actually have a survey mm-hmm. that is it's like a quick and quick take survey where we have about 120 people in our district that fill this out, and they're business representatives and nonprofit leaders, and that survey we field. Right around the same time as the job survey is fielded, but we turn it around a lot quicker because we don't have as much processing to do. So that's called the Chicago Fed Survey of Economic Conditions. And when we had the Midwest Economy Index, the two surveys tracked each other pretty closely. And so that's another one I pay attention to, partly because I produce it, but also because I think it is a good indicator of the 7th District. And I want to say one more thing before you cut me off is that actually this is an opportunity for your listeners perhaps to talk to us. So, you know, we do a lot of looking at hard data, you could call it numbers, but we also gather data qualitatively. And one of the ways we do that is through this Chicago Fed Survey of Economic Conditions. We're actually always looking for people who want to talk to us and tell us what they're seeing because this survey is not required by law that businesses fill it out. It's something that people do as their kind of civic view it as their
Sure.
civic duty to help us keep track of the Midwest economy. So I'd welcome anyone to go visit our site on for that survey and let us know if they want to talk to us.
Oh, I'm going to cut you off now as I reintroduce you, Tom Wahlstrom, an economist with the Chicago Fed. You can join in at 800-642-1234. You know, what you're saying there and trying to read sentiment from how people are doing and that perceptions of how we're doing in life, they're increasingly important sources of data, especially for the work that you do. There is sentiment out there that mainstream economists are out of touch with how Americans are really, really doing. And I'm wondering, what is your take on that criticism?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's always fair to say that economists, whether at the Federal Reserve System or anywhere else, could do a better job of thinking about how the economy is affecting people and how it's directly affecting people's lives. And I think that's actually a big part of why we do some of our outreach efforts, such as doing this survey. We also do roundtables where we talk to people. And again, we're always interested in trying to hear from people about how they feel about the economy. We don't have unlimited resources to talk to every single person, but it's definitely something we're interested in hearing about. And I think, you know, no one's going to wants to pretend that we don't have blind spots, that we don't have ways that we could learn more and do better. And I think that's just a fundamental part of doing research in the first place, is being curious about what you know about the world and what you don't know about the world, and trying to get a better handle on what's actually happening out there.
Tom, thank you for joining us and giving us a peek into your world.
Happy to do it. Thanks for all the great questions.
Tom Wahlstrom is an economist with the Chicago Fed. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.